To not have received it from either parent is a tough thing. But I think it's something that you can observe in other people and ask other people to help you in. If there's like a man that you admire, you see what he's done with kids, grandkids, whatever, you know. There's also just to say, Lord, you've given me another chance here and help me to pour into these kids. And you know, you can influence your grown kids through the attention that you pay to those grandkids. And my daughter was just saying to us, I love the way that you talk with the boys and the way that you bring spiritual things to bear or whatever. They do it too, but we all just have our different role in it. Grandpa can say certain things that mom and dad can't. Mom and dad can say certain things grandpa can't. And you have the opportunity. But I say, you know, look for the opportunity to first to directly ask God, Lord, fill the void in my life. Be my father. You know, in Romans 8 where Paul says, Abba, Father, that word is Papa, Daddy. It's a very affectionate, endearing term. There are some people who need to have a greater view of God and His holiness and the fear of God. There are some people who need to feel the warmth, the love, the intimacy, the approval of God, the closeness and intimacy, and focus on the meditate on that.